The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph brings down the famous statement of Ravuna. Damar Ravuna came and sha'avar adam aver v'shana ba hutraloi. If a person doesn't aver, then he repeats it, it becomes mutter to him. In fact, the Gemara hutralos angadaitach, that you think it's going to actually become mutter for him, about it doesn't become mutter just because he repeated the avera. Ella nasis l'kater. It means that it's in his eyes, it's as if it's mutter, but about it doesn't actually become mutter to him. So the question is, if that's what Ravuna meant, that's nasus l'kehater, then why doesn't he just say that? Why doesn't he say nasus l'kehater? Why does he say hutraloi, which is not correct? And then we have to ask a kash and give a teretz and say that it means nasus l'kehater. Why not say what the emes is? And Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in one of his sichas, he's mazur like this. He said the Chazals bedafka said in this way in order to be an etz ha'tayva, to allow the chayta to get out of this inyan, out of this matzav of being avar aver v'shanaba. See, the bedafka said in lashon of hutraloi, and when the chayta reads this, he says hutraloi. He's gonna take a habit to me. How can it be hutralo sakadaitach? And then he'll hear the answer. Then asks like a hetter, and he says, when something comes out of the sheil of a tshuva, when something comes through a shtarka kasha that you have, and then you hear the teretz, and it's nechnas a lev, then it makes a hashpa on the person. But just tell him straight out, you know, by the way, if you do an aver, it'll be nasa like a hetter. That doesn't make such a roshim. But when it comes through a shak, it comes through a question which he has, he's bothered. How can it be hutraloi? And then he himself comes to the answer of nasa like a hetter. Then that's something that can make a roshim, and that will hopefully stop him from being avar aver v'shanaba. To my dear friends, Ayavei Tayra, V'leim De Tayra, D'Bechol Asar V'Asar. This is Pinchas Gross speaking. I've been privileged to be the Rav of Kehilas Derech Chaim for close to 9 years. Derech Chaim is a unique kehila of Bnei Aliyah who are always pushing themselves to grow further in their Tayra and their Avedis Hashem. We just started construction in our much-needed building, and we're having a matching campaign to raise the funds needed to complete this project. It would mean a lot to me if you'd be able to contribute to this campaign. In this chus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward you with bracha v'atzlacha and gashmius and ruchnius, chol tov sela and aksiva v'chasim ha'tayva lanu u'lechol Yisrael. Please go to tinyurl.com/Rabbi Gross. Thank you very much.